Now we are ready to start.
Well, hi. You're Ken, aren't you?
Yes, that's me.
I'm Maya. Maya Peterson.
Nice to meet you, Miss Peterson. I called you yesterday morning and you said that I could come today.
Right, yes. You can call me Maya. We're not very formal here. And sit down, please.
Thank you.
Well, I've read your CV. You say you are looking for a summer job.
Yes, one of my friends works for your pizzeria and he says there are some vacancies for students here. He is on his gap year and is happy to have a job to support himself.
I see. And you are still at school, aren't you?
Yes, it's going to be my last year at school. After finishing it, I'm going to university, I hope.
And you are going to spend your last summer holidays with us working? And how about trips, entertainment, and hanging out with friends?
Well,
What I mean is that I want to be sure you won't give up your job just because you've got bored or your plans have changed.
Yes, I understand.
By the way, what sort of career are you going to pursue? If you are talking about university, you've already chosen what you want to do in later life, have you?
Yes, my ambition is a career in robotics.
Right. It sounds ambitious. Decades ago, everyone wanted to be pilots and sailors. Now it's computing and robotics. I'm afraid soon we'll stop hiring people and only robots will be working in our pizzeria.
It's quite probable, actually. Robotics is developing very fast. There are already machines that are able to do simple jobs, and for your pizzeria too.
Are there?
Yes, and I have an idea to design a special mechanical hand that can set and clear the tables.
Oh, sounds interesting. But we'll have to talk about your innovative ideas later, OK? Now, let's get down to business.
Right.
You will be delivering pizza to our customers. Only the orders within our neighbourhood. Are you good at riding a bicycle?
No, I think it was 5 years ago when I last rode a bike. Why?
Because delivering pizza by bike is easier and quicker.
Oh, I think I can get back my cycling skills quickly, and I can borrow a bike from my cousin. He has switched to jogging and doesn't need it anyway.
No need. We'll provide you with a bicycle. Do you do any sport at all?
Yes, I play tennis regularly. I have even taken part in a few tennis tournaments and took third prize twice.
Good. Your working day starts from 10 a.m. If you come a bit earlier, you can have your breakfast here. We provide it for free for all our employees. It is served from 9 till 10 a.m. So if you come later, then sorry, no breakfast for you.
I've got it.
In your CV, you wrote that you need a job for July, August, and 2 weeks in September only, right?
Well, my plans have changed a bit. We are going for a trip in early September, so...
Yes, I understand. From the 1st of July till the 31st of August. Will that do?
Yes, it's the perfect time for me.
OK. Now about your payment and other conditions.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Well, hi. You're Ken, aren't you?
Yes, that's me.
I'm Maya. Maya Peterson.
Nice to meet you, Miss Peterson. I called you yesterday morning and you said that I could come today.
Right, yes. You can call me Maya. We're not very formal here. And sit down, please.
Thank you.
Well, I've read your CV. You say you are looking for a summer job.
Yes, One of my friends works for your pizzeria, and he says there are some vacancies for students here. He is on his gap year and is happy to have a job to support himself.
I see. And you are still at school, aren't you?
Yes, it's going to be my last year at school. After finishing it, I'm going to university, I hope.
And you are going to spend your last summer holidays with us working? And how about trips, entertainment, and hanging out with friends?
Well,
What I mean is that I want to be sure you won't give up your job just because you've got bored or your plans have changed.
Yes, I understand.
By the way, what sort of career are you going to pursue? If you are talking about university, you've already chosen what you want to do in later life, have you?
Yes, my ambition is a career in robotics.
Right. It sounds ambitious. Decades ago, everyone wanted to be pilots and sailors. Now it's computing and robotics. I'm afraid soon we'll stop hiring people and only robots will be working in our pizzeria.
It's quite probable, actually. Robotics is developing very fast. There are already machines that are able to do simple jobs, and for your pizzeria too.
Are there?
Yes, and I have an idea to design a special mechanical hand that can set and clear the tables.
Oh, sounds interesting. But we'll have to talk about your innovative ideas later, okay? Now, let's get down to business.
Right.
You will be delivering pizza to our customers. Only the orders within our neighbourhood. Are you good at riding a bicycle?
No, I think it was 5 years ago when I last rode a bike. Why?
Because delivering pizza by bike is easier and quicker.
Oh, I think I can get back my cycling skills quickly, and I can borrow a bike from my cousin. He has switched to jogging and doesn't need it anyway.
No need. We'll provide you with a bicycle. Do you do any sport at all?
Yes, I play tennis regularly. I have even taken part in a few tennis tournaments and took third prize twice.
Good. Your working day starts from 10 a.m. If you come a bit earlier, you can have your breakfast here. We provide it for free for all our employees. It is served from 9 till 10 a.m. So if you come later, then sorry, no breakfast for you.
I've got it.
In your CV, you wrote that you need a job for July, August, and 2 weeks in September only, right?
Well, my plans have changed a bit. We are going for a trip in early September, so...
Yes, I understand. From the 1st of July till the 31st of August. Will that do?
Yes, it's the perfect time for me.
OK. Now about your payment and other conditions.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.